It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Here are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. State legislative Republican leaders say the governor should follow Oregon's lead and end state employee vaccine mandates. Senate Republican leader John Braun says Oregon Governor Kate Brown is right to rescind her vaccine mandate for state workers.
It's encouraging to see Governor Brown lead the way finally in the Northwest in easing up on some of the COVID restrictions. We saw the move on masks earlier than Washington. Now we see her stepping back from this vaccine mandate for state employees.
House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox says Governor Jay Inslee should also stop Washington's mandate on state employees.
We should tell people we're not going to continue to enforce a vaccination mandate for employment. We value the people that used to work for us and left because of that, and we hope that some of them will consider coming back.
Braun and Wilcox urge Governor Inslee to trust the people by moving the state further forward and out of COVID limbo. The leaders say the mask mandate should also end now. The governor announced it will expire on March 12th, but Braun says it should happen immediately.
We've learned that it's no longer necessary to keep our communities safe.
The CDC says masking is no longer necessary in most cases, so Braun says the mandate doesn't make sense.
It's not keeping people safe, it's not trusting people, and it's not listening to the most recent guidance from the CDC.
Wilcox says it's really wreaking havoc with schools.
Stress that is building up in school districts is so destructive. It may be one of the longest term impacts that we see from COVID. We've already lost big parts of 2 years. Schools in many areas are enmeshed in controversy now.
The governor has given no indication that he plans to stop the state of emergency and his one-man rule. The leaders say that also should end now. A fix to one of the anti-police bills passed by legislative Democrats last year has made it through this year's state legislature, thanks in part to Senate Republicans. Kimberly Wirtz explains.
21 votes from the Senate Republican caucus pushed the bill over the finish line. It now heads to the governor's desk. Senator Mike Padden says it modifies the standard for use of force by officers and creates a clear definition of physical force.
Can use force that's proportional and reasonable response to the circumstances that they're under. And it doesn't mean that they are able to use excessive force, but it also doesn't mean that their hands are tied as they have been.
Padden hopes it will end the confusion and fear created by last year's anti-police bills from Democrats.
This is somewhat what they're used to using up till last year. And of course, we saw a big spike in crime as a result.
Padden says the bill is a step in the right direction, but its passage doesn't end Republican efforts to create a safe Washington. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
The state Senate Republican budget leader says she's not surprised by a ruling against the Democrats' income tax. A Douglas County judge found the income tax on capital gains passed by majority Democrats violates the state constitution. Senator Linda Wilson says Republicans predicted it would fail on constitutional grounds.
We expected it to be found unconstitutional. I couldn't fathom how it could be found anything but that, because there's not any other state in the union that calls it anything but an income tax.
The case is likely headed to the state Supreme Court.
So we'll have to wait and see what their response is. It should be the same.
Wilson says Democrats would be smart to work with Republicans to repeal the income tax before the legislative session is over.
In fact, I'd vote to have tax relief to the people, give it back to the taxpayers.
She says state government is sitting on a huge surplus, so it clearly has enough revenue already. A state senator says a trio of transportation bills passed in the Senate fails to benefit the entire state, but relies on tax and fee increases that will impact people throughout Washington. Senator Mark Chesler says one example is a provision that lets people aged 18 and under to use ferries, transit, and Amtrak for free.
Most of the state doesn't have ferries to ride, let alone ride for free. Young people have to pay their own way, and their parents do.
The Ritzville Republican says another is funding for a high-speed rail line between Vancouver, British Columbia, and Portland.
$150 million choo-choo train is nice in one part of the state.
Chesler says the legislation may be good for the Puget Sound region, but it falls far short of addressing the highway needs in his district and other parts of the state. He says the only thing statewide about the measures are the tax and fee hikes to pay for the projects. State Senate Republicans unveil their own transportation plan. Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee and the author of the plan.
We believe we have come up with a plan that's sustainable, that helps us address almost every problem that we have in this state, It allows us to move forward, but it does it without raising taxes. It does it without raising fees.
That's in contrast to the Democrats' transportation package, which includes fee increases of up to 500% in some cases. Braun says the Republican plan utilizes existing revenues from sales taxes on vehicles.
This is the citizens of the state paying the cost of transportation, but doing it in what I would suggest is a very progressive way. As they purchase their automobiles, the sales tax on those automobiles goes to building roads, bridges, but also multimodal and transit.
He says that can be done without major cuts to other programs because of the current $15 billion budget surplus. The Republican plan funds nearly all the projects in the Democrats' package and adds projects in parts of the state left out of the Democrats' plan. A state senator is calling on the state insurance commissioner to resign after complaints of abusive behavior in his office. Senator Jeff Wilson says a Northwest News Network report alleges a hot-tempered Mike Kreidler frequently attacks and belittles his employees.
When we resort to slinging insults and attacking others in a hostile manner, whether it's publicly or in the workplace, I think that's a clear sign that now is the time that you should not be in that position.
This isn't the first time the Longview Republican has questioned Kreidler's actions. Wilson was shocked by Kreidler's decision this summer to issue a tweet that likened Texas Republicans to the Taliban.
To compare any political group in the United States of America to the Taliban as well, nothing short of being un-American. That criticism serves no purpose. I can't understand it.
Wilson is also critical of Kreidler's move to forbid insurance companies from using credit scores in determining rates, resulting in rate hikes for many. The most valuable player of the Super Bowl is honored by the state Senate. Kimberly Wirtz reports.
Cooper Kupp starred at Davis High School in Yakima and Eastern Washington University before being drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. The receiver's record-breaking season culminated with a Super Bowl win.
After an amazingly productive game, he caught the game-winning touchdown, leading to a selection as Super Bowl 56 MVP.
Republican Senator Jeff Holy of Cheney says there's more to Kupp than his amazing athletic performances.
Cooper Kupp is a family man who, along with being a man of strong faith and moral base, also seems to understand that he has opportunity to provide an example for others and be a role model for a lot of those coming along behind him.
The Senate passed a resolution celebrating Kupp's football career, work ethic, and humility. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at Washington SRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WASSEN Republicans. I'm Trace Yellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.